Today's Issues continues on AFR.
And welcome back. It's the Tuesday edition of Today's Issues. Tim and Ed are away. Tim will be back tomorrow. Ed and Tim both back on Friday for trivia. But joining me in studio to help us through on this last half hour of the Tuesday edition, we have Wesley Wildman. Wesley, welcome back.
Glad to be back. What a wonderful 1 hour of radio. I'm talking about content-wise, busy, and I thought we did a good job handling everything. So I just want to brag on ourselves because we won't get bragged on when Ed and Dad
after
get back.
After this half hour.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, even after this.
And that voice is that of Steve Jordahl.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Steve is back. And Alex McFarland in North Carolina.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody.
I tell you what, it is not a slow news week, as we demonstrated in the first hour, and there's more to come. And there is breaking news. Before coming into the studio, I put an Associated Press story on our website, afn.net. Here was the headline: Trump threatens to impose new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China. Now, it mentions in that story, this came through his Truth Social media, this announcement, either late last night or earlier this morning. The Associated Press guy says he immediately got a call from the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. I can only imagine, because the threat was like a 25% tariff on the goods coming in from Canada and from Mexico. So he and Justin Trudeau talked. I'm sure they came to some kind of agreement. Fox News is now reporting in just the last 3 minutes that Trump has also apparently got a phone call from the new president of Mexico. Trump is saying he's putting his threat of that tariff on hold because Mexico is now saying we are going to do everything that we can to put a stop to the invasion that's going on our southern border. So you talk about, now he's president-elect. He's not in the Oval Office yet, and he's affecting policy already.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of winning.
Already.
Yeah.
So, Alex, once again, just the presence, and he's putting out a challenge, and already other countries are responding. It's amazing. And I think, Alex, honestly, it's because of his first term in office, his first 4 years, when he said he was going to do something, he did it.
Yeah, one of their slogans was, you know, promises made, promises kept. And, I mean, think about this, folks. 54 days to the inauguration, nearly 2 months, and already things are happening that are redounding to the good of the American people. Yeah. And so, you know, we have a lot to praise God for. We really do. This Thanksgiving, as we really be intentional about, you know, praising God, I think the prospects for the future of our country look good. It's always a battle. You know, the George Washington, his first words after being inaugurated, George Washington uttered these words: "The sacred fire of liberty has been entrusted to the American people." And so, you know, I thank God for our liberties, our country, but it's entrusted to us, and we have to, as Benjamin Franklin said, not only enjoy the fruits of freedom, but we have to tend the tree that bears those fruits. And so preserving America and thanking God for it is everybody's privilege. But, hey, good things are happening, aren't they?
Alrighty. All right, Steve.
On the first day that Donald Trump came into office in 2016, he set out an executive order that said that the military will no longer be accepting transgender soldiers. The ones that are there, they can stay, but we're stopping the flood in of transgender soldiers. Well, the Times of London is reporting that day one of his second term, every transgender soldier in the military is to be discharged. They're out. It's about 15,000 active service personnel who Times reports are transgender.
There's 15,000?
That's what the Times is saying.
Wesley, admirable, but that's going to create quite a bit of controversy.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I guess so. On one side, on our side, not so much, right? Mm. But that's going to be the fun part. I was telling my brother before we came down here. My brother's office, Walker Wildman, is across from mine, or right beside mine, and we can talk from our desk just about. and so we were talking, and I was going over. We were talking about just chit chatting about some of the picks that he's had in cabinets leading up to the program today. Mm-hmm. Getting his thoughts, my thoughts, and. Remember I mentioned earlier the 5-minute, 30,000-foot view of what I realize about Bissett. And in that conversation, I said, yeah, but while there's still some question marks about this one or that one, I said, one thing I'm excited about is Pete Hegseth. Mm-hmm. And when he gets into office, what's he going to do into his cabinet position? And so I'm excited about that. And so I'm guessing, Steve, am I right, that Pete Hegseth will be the one pulling that trigger?
Well, he serves at the pleasure of the president.
Like right. Yeah, there you go. Yes. And so I'm guessing he'll be the one that actually falls through.
He'll be putting feet to the executive order.
Gotcha. Yeah, well.
Well, I tell you, on Washington Watch last night, which is heard here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time, they had a guest on talking about what needs to happen in the military to get the, as we call it, the esprit de corps back in our military, because we know what has happened to recruitment there. And one of the things is that there's certain things that need to be corrected. And one of those is the impact that it had on soldiers who refused the shot. They were, if they weren't thrown out of the military, they were denied advances. And one of the things that has to happen is they have to get back pay. For
That's
being
right.
punished for not taking an experimental drug. So I am hopeful that amongst the many things that have to happen in the military, I am hopeful that will be corrected, Steve.
I there will be a lot of corrections. Donald Trump has pledged to kind of uproot the deep state. Here's the other thing about the Defense Department, though, and Department of State, as well as Marco Rubio. We are in some fraught, perilous times right now. The next 50 days, the axis of evil, as they're calling it, I guess, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, their days, they see the new sheriff in town is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And on some levels, they've already responded positively by, you know, contacting or being in contact with Donald Trump and kind of going back. They see the strong man there. They're going to be cautious. But on the other hand, they got 50 days to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
There have been talks. Putin was talking about the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Most people think he wouldn't do it. But he sent that message the other day when he launched a nuclear-capable missile into Kyiv or to Ukraine. My prayer is that we survive these next 50 days without a big incident, because we are more on the edge right now than we realize, I think. Most people realize.
I think that is the case. And once again, Alex, we know that during the recent campaign that President-elect Trump said when he came into office, he would resolve the Ukraine conflict within a matter of weeks. And a lot of people are wondering how he's going to do that, Alex.
Yeah, you know, it really does remind me about when Reagan was inaugurated in 81. You know, he won in 1980. The inauguration was January of 81, and the hostages in Iran that had raged on for several years, the hostages were released that afternoon.
Yeah.
And because, as several have said, you know, Reagan and Trump, there's an adult in the room. And, you know, I really do predict that there'll be a de-escalation in Ukraine and Russia. You know, we do need to pray for peace in the world. And my goodness, North Korea, Iran, Russia, I mean, we could be seeing nuclear devices detonated very easily. And so that's something nobody wants. Guys, one thing I was going to say, did you see the story yesterday, Steve, maybe, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations? A judge has ordered that they have to disclose their sources of funding. This was in the news yesterday.
I did not see
that. It's interesting. CARE, The guy that leads CARE, I don't know that I can pronounce his name, is like Nawad, the man that leads the Council on American Islamic Relations, has earlier this year sent out a happy Hamas greeting celebrating the October 23 attacks on Israel. But they have gotten, it's rumored at least, that they've gotten funding from terrorist groups in the Middle East, and they, you know, pitch themselves as a group of peaceful group promoting understanding and things like that. But I think it'll be interesting to see who where their money has come from.
Now, when would that be released?
I don't know, but the judge yesterday, it was November 25th yesterday, said that CARE has to disclose their sources of funding and their donors.
Good, good.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Steve, next.
That's good.
All right. This was kind of expected after the Supreme Court ruled on the president's immunity, but Jack Smith, special counsel who was bringing the charges against Donald Trump for the January 6th riot at the Capitol, has dropped the cases.
Mm-hmm.
He will no longer, the president will not be, the case is dismissed. However, he dismissed the case with prejudice, without prejudice, meaning prosecutors could charge Trump again after he leaves office in January 2029. And believe me, with Jack Smith and Tanya Chutkan, the judge here, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, well, Wesley, that's the same kind of attitude that they have in New York, the prosecution there. They said they would delay the sentencing. However, they reserve the right to bring it back 4 years from now.
Well, yeah, my thing is, like, either he did wrong or he didn't. And if he did wrong, you shouldn't delay consequences. You wouldn't do that for anybody else. That's kind of a bizarre thing. That's why I don't think it'll actually happen. But not to say they wouldn't try, but 4 years from now, you're giving Trump's defense attorneys more ammunition to say what I just said, and that's it. Well, if he did something so bad and so wrong, why did you let him go consequence free for 4 years?
They are constitutionally prevented from pursuing a case while he's president.
Yes. Alex, there's talk about new sheriffs in town. If Pam Bondi does become the next Attorney General of the United States, perhaps there is some action that she can take against these rogue prosecutors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder what the statute of limitations is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a statute of limitations, and there's also, double jeopardy. I mean, if he's been exonerated, I think his defense team could argue that in practice, if not in fact, he has been, de facto exonerated.
I don't know if non-existent crimes have a statute of limitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, even Judge Judy, she's on the People's Court, and I don't know where she stands politically at all, but she was in the news about 2 months ago saying this is ludicrous, these cases are baseless, why don't we spend our time, resources, and taxpayer dollars doing better things than these frivolous lawsuits frivolous charges against then-candidate Trump.
You know, we're talking about things that may happen after Trump becomes president. But also, guys, we have to be watchful of what Joe Biden is up to over the next 54 days.
Really?
Yes. There is a couple of stories that are on our website, AFN.net. Here's the headline on one of them. Biden this morning announced a $6.6 billion loan to a struggling electric vehicle company. This is a company, it's Rivian Automotive. They were going to build a big plant in Georgia, but they had to stop everything because everybody now knows sales of electronic vehicles have really dwindled. I think Ford stopped production on a plant and others. But this is a vehicle that I think its price starts at $70,000, something like that. This is a vehicle that they have trouble selling already. But Joe Biden is announcing this morning a $6.6 billion loan so they can resume construction on this plant in Georgia. It reminded me, Wesley, of Barack Obama when he was president. He gave a huge, I'm not sure if it was a loan or a grant, to a solar panel plant.
Just looking up the name of that.
What was it?
I don't know. I'm looking it up, but cilantro's not it.
Yeah, not it. Something similar. He gave a huge grant or loan to that company, and that company went under. Taxpayers lost all of that money. $6.6 billion loan to a... The AP describes it as a struggling company.
So what hey, would Fred? Be... Go ahead.
Well, I'm a car guy. I love cars. I'm really into cars and trucks, and I'm not a fan of EVs. I don't own one. And anyway, but I have followed the Rivian story for several years.
Okay.
Because it really has been the polar opposite of like Tesla. Tesla is very successful. Okay, October 23rd of this year, one story about Rivian. Now listen to this. They have gotten more OSHA safety violations than any other automaker in the last several years. Employees injured. Now listen to this plant, this story. Rivian plant is a hellish nightmare of safety violations, says an OSHA report. And since 2023, over the last 21 months, they've been cited at least 16 times for, quote, serious violations. And then there are parts and troubles and software. And one friend I have bought one of their trucks, and he said it was the worst purchase I've ever made. It's a mess. But why Biden is giving $6 billion of taxpayer money, I mean, this is just not responsible at all.
No, Wesley, it's the ideology problem. It's climate change. This is all part of his climate change agenda. But he's not playing with his money. He's playing with our money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm looking at the vehicles here, and I'm showing, I guess, the like you said, the price starts at $70,000. How much does, I'm not sure exactly how many miles do we usually get on a gas vehicle? I'm guessing it's fairly
about
comparable.
400 per tank.
Okay, so that's fairly comparable. But to your point, I don't mind. I've always said I don't mind if somebody in a capitalist society wants to create a company that has electronic vehicles and they think they can make
sure.
it great.
Sure.
But to your point and all of our points, and the most frustrating thing for us is the fact that when the government gets involved in either A, mandating, which is what they're wanting to do with their new Green Deal and the climate change movement, and that's one, and then number two, in addition to that, along with other stuff, they're wanting to spend our taxpayer dollars to help fund something that is not, as one, not in the best interest of the American people, but two, is a failing product. It's not even like it's making money. It's not even like it's a good investment.
No,
they lost $6 billion last year.
Yeah. That's a pretty large number.
Well, I think that the AP story says it's not clear whether this loan can go through all the hoops that it needs.
It's gonna
to go through.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Is this likely to even be an issue?
All right, the company that Obama gave money to is Solyndra.
Solyndra. I was close.
You were bad.
I was close.
Bad. Not cilantro, but Solyndra. And I just got to say, the Rivian cars, I'm looking at them too. Man, they're ugly compared to Elon Musk's.
All right.
Cars.
I've got a. There was another announcement from the Biden administration this morning.
Oh yes.
Okay. If you have been diagnosed with obesity, the headline is Biden wants taxpayers to fund weight loss drugs for obese Americans.
What?
This is taxpayers' money, so you can go out and buy Ozempic and a few of these other drugs that you see advertised on TV. What motivated this? That's an interesting question.
Talking about him to get involved in that.
Well, a lot of Americans, and this is not a good thing, have been diagnosed as being obese. Now, Alex, health officials play a lot with numbers, and I think sometimes people diagnosed with obesity are not that bad.
Sure.
But there was a response, I guess, to the idea of this some time ago from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He says we would get more bang for our buck if the government purchased gym memberships rather than this, because these drugs are extremely expensive. Somebody saying this morning, was it $1,200 a month or something?
Good gracious.
I know it is. It is expensive.
But that's probably without insurance. It's probably be the case.
It's somewhere around that. But here's the problem with the gym memberships. It would be just as bad as the other wasteful things, because everybody would go for four times and then they'd quit. They wouldn't go again, and you'd have spent the money.
Yeah, when it comes to this, you have to have personal responsibility and some accountability.
Yes.
But taxpayer dollars paying for pills.
And Alex, to Wesley's point, at one point do people have to take responsibility for themselves instead of the government coming in and saying, oh, we'll spend money on you so you can continue to do what you shouldn't be doing?
Well, and, you know, a whole nother issue about, you know, weight loss drugs, and there, as many people know, there are drugs that were not initially created for weight loss, but they found out that they're used for weight loss. I mean, there's data about damage to kidneys and liver and pancreas. There's no panacea. I mean, getting in shape, and I've been in shape, I've been out of shape, you know, working on, I'm in a cycle now of exercising, watching what I eat, and trying to get back in shape. But here's the thing, we have to own our own decisions, and there's this element of personal responsibility and discipline,
mm-hmm.
you know? And with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, maybe now's the time that we decide, you know, I'm going to...
Or like strength. What I would do, just start right after,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Start right after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then came January.
That's right.
When we make those resolutions, but...
The New Year's
resolutions. You know, Joe Biden, it seems to be intent on his way out of office. He is going to what he wants to do is Medicare and Medicaid to pay for this,
mm-hmm.
you know. But again, it's about a mentality there of government here is here to take care of you and to spend other people's money on things, on ways that, Wesley, you could correct yourself.
Yeah, I forgot which of the Hollywood, I'll look it up. Just this morning, there was a Hollywood actor that said that basically, now this is on a different issue, but he was criticizing Biden, saying he was about to take us into World War III. But the point I would make, if I could find the name of the gentleman, is that there's a lot of people on the left and a lot of Democrats that are just not happy with Biden's final decisions here, with his final couple of months in office here. And this is just one more thing that I could imagine that they're just like, why are we doing this?
I got a question for you guys, if I have a second. Who's running the government right now?
That's right. I was thinking that. I just didn't know
who's been running it for the last 4 years.
Yes.
I mean, really? Yeah.
Well, we know Kamala Harris has been in Hawaii.
Well, she couldn't run the government when she was tasked with running the government.
No. And Joe Biden, we understand, after forgiving the turkeys yesterday.
Yeah. That didn't go well.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's gone on vacation now. We don't, you know, he can take a vacation. That's just fine. But it's pretty scary with everything going on in the world right now that we don't have leadership.
Now, I wanted to say this. I was waiting to the very end.
Okay.
I'm going to task AFN. Next time I'm in, and I won't be in tomorrow, but time I'm in TI, we got to have some Tom Homan clips.
Tom Homan.
Yeah, I got to have some Tom Homan clips. Okay. I don't care if you go back 3 or 4 or 5 years to find some. Okay. That guy gets you fired up. I think there's going to get something done down at the border.
Tom Homan for you, John Kennedy for you.
That's right.
From Louisiana.
All right. Yes, of Louisiana, my favorite senator. All right, folks, it's been great to be with you today. My thanks to Wesley and to Steve and to Chris and to Alex and to Brent.
Jenna.
And Jenna, too. All making this show a great show today. Hey, listen, you're the folks that we're here to serve, and it's great to have you with us, and we're back tomorrow. So do stay tuned.